fury like she's Gruber Scorn, or something like that. Here's Steve.
For something like that, thanks, Bob. It's a free-for-all Friday on the Steve Gruber Show, doing something completely different. It reminds me of laughing. Now for something completely different. Live from Lake Makatawa, making our way slowly now. We've got the engines fired up on the Fin and Tonic. We're live, yes, aboard the boat. Heading out to Lake Michigan to do some fishing today, although we've got some wind warnings, and so it's going to get a little bouncy potentially, but I'll do my best to hang on. And now one of the folks I put it together with, Mayor Mark Northrup of Hudsonville, sitting here with me on the boat. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Great to be here.
Good to have you here. West Michigan. I mean, the reason we did this, I came over for a Lincoln Day dinner. You and I have gotten to know each other a bit over the last couple of years. I love West Michigan. I love Michigan in general. I love the area that you're in, Hudsonville. We're here in Holland today. Have an incredible time last night. Had dinner with you, the mayor of Holland. She sat down with us.
Mayor Nancy, she's a great gal.
She was terrific. Had a great visit and learned a lot about West Michigan. And what strikes me about West Michigan is it could be the poster child for the resurgent economy here in Michigan.
Oh, you bet. You know, we took a hit during the recession. And, you know, every day I get up and thank my Lord that we ain't going back those days. We're not going to squander what we've gained.
When you talk to people, you heard me talking here a minute ago about traveling to Chicago and elsewhere. Because I talked to people that voted for the Republicans or Donald Trump in 2016. And if you were to listen to the narrative put out by the Democrats, Donald Trump is, well, probably the Antichrist, right? And the Republicans are destroying America and so on and so forth. But I go around America and I talk to people and I see what's going on with business and so forth. And, of course, you're right here, Hudsonville. A nice community in West Michigan. About 8,000 people live there. And, you know, good-sized town.
Yeah, Hudsonville, you know, there's about 60,000 identify that as their home. The city's maybe about 8,000.
Right.
But it's just a great place to live.
And a nice representative community. My point being is you talk to people every day about their concerns, what's happening. So you see when they get new jobs. You see when their kids go to college. You see what's going on. A lot of positive things going on.
Well, particularly here in West Michigan, we are short workforce. Just in the county of Ottawa, we are 15,000 units short for housing alone.
Really?
Every place you drive, every store you go in, there's a help wanted stand. We just can't find the workforce to fill all the jobs. Engineers, technicians, you name it, we're short. We need people in this community to drive that economy.
Well, you know, and I hear that a lot of places I go. We do a lot of work with MichiganConstruction.com. And by the way, if you want to find out some of that stuff, go to SteveGruber.com. Sexiest Job of the Week is there. And this week we're talking about construction jobs, just drivers for ready-mix trucks. Every ready-mix plant, and that's true in your area, in southern Michigan, not enough people to fill these jobs. Now, these are jobs that pay $25 an hour. It's incredible.
Just to hire a contractor right now, they're making $25, $30 an hour just to lay tile, and it's a great job. You know, if I was 18 again, I would just go to work and bank all that money I put in college.
Well, sure, now that you're 25, I understand you don't want to go back that far. I appreciate it. Mayor Mark Northrup of Hudsonville here with me on the Steve Gruber Show as we are live. Now, we talked about this, and you said you can't go live from the lake. Yes, I can. And yes, we will. And here we are. It's a little windy today, but Captain Steve has the boat fired up, and we're moving across Lake Makatawa. I don't know if we'll get into the fish today, but as you look at West Michigan, man, Lake Michigan is a gem for everybody.
It is our emerald of the United States. Lake Michigan is a beautiful spot. All the Great Lakes. There's nothing I wouldn't put them up against.
Right. So when you talk about tourism and so forth, that's something else. As the economy comes back, I noticed over the 4th of July, more Americans traveled this year than ever, set an all-time record for travel for the 4th of July. A lot of those folks found their way to shores of Lake
Michigan.
And gas
was affordable still, believe it or not.
That's right.
Yep.
So they make their way to West Michigan all the way from Petoskey south to St. Joe, and, of course, these beautiful towns in between, like Holland. And the folks here have just been so accommodating, and that's something else about West Michigan that I truly appreciate is how wonderful the people here really are.
It's a great place, Steve. The people are friendly. The economy is great. Our crime is low. Our education here is second to none in the world. We just are blessed to live here, and we're not going to squander the future.
Yeah. Now, we've got a couple of surprises coming up on the program, but one of them, I won't keep you in suspense. Bill Heisinger will be here, a congressman from Michigan's 2nd Congressional District.
And Senator Meekhoff.
And Senator Meekhoff will be here. He's on the boat with us. I was going to say that Heisinger failed to make the boat. You know, he didn't make it on the boat. Yeah, but we'll rub that in a little bit when we talk to him, because we did invite him, correct?
Oh, you bet, several times.
Yeah. So as you look at the midterms here, 2018, kind of the theme of what we're talking about today, polls, politicians, pundits. What do you think? With all this talk about a blue wave and all of this.
It's overrated, Steve. It's not going to happen because, you know, Trump might not be the most articulate politician we have, But you know what? It's about what he gets done. It's about action. And we just look at the economy, people having jobs, welfare, everything, every statistic, every metric out there shows that Republicans are the responsible adults in our government.
By any measure, it's moving in the right direction. And I've said this for weeks now, because there was a time when I thought the blue wave could materialize. I don't see that.
It's not going to happen. You really believe the polls?
Wait, no. What I'm saying is this. By the way, I picked Trump and wrote that he would win. I wrote that in July of 2016 about Michigan, about Pennsylvania, about Wisconsin. So I've been on top of that. But the point that I was going to make is that there was a time prior to him signing the tax cuts that I thought it was possible there could be a blue wave. Post-tax cuts? No, I think the Republicans sit in pretty good shape. I'll give you the last word.
Well, Trump's our guy, and we're just delighted to have him as the president. He's not always the most articulate, but I tell you what, he gets results, and that's all I care about.
Well, there you go. All right. Mayor Mark Northrup of Hudson, and thank you for putting this all together, by the way. You pulled a lot of this together. You've been a very good representative of West Michigan, and this is all part of our Live from America tour. As I said at the top of the program, we're going to be traveling to places like Chicago, like Columbus, Ohio, which makes Captain Steve very happy, Buckeye alum that he is. But we're going to travel this country. We're going to talk to people like you, Mr. Mayor, and find out what's going on, really. So we don't believe the polls. No, we go out and find out for ourselves.
Talk to the people.
Absolutely. We talk to the people. We sit down. We have dinner with the folks and find out, okay, what's really going on here? If you read the papers, you think it was doom and gloom and everybody's out of work and we're all going to be unemployed, but nothing could be further from the truth.
That is not the case. What a great country we live in with a great future.
You got it. All right. I got on the program today. We've got Arlen Meekhoff, as the mayor just mentioned. Bill Heisinger, the congressman, will be here. Judge Jeanine Pirro will be here, and I believe Ben Carson will be here. How does Ivy do it? I haven't any idea. I think it's elf and magic, unicorns, rainbows, and gumdrops. But we get it all done for you, and right now we're cruising across Lake Macatawa live. Technology will do it for you. Live from Lake Macatawa, it's the Steve Gruber Show on a free-for-all Friday.
Hear those deals.